all about grace. The Voice of St. Paul, this podcast, is about grace. That's what you will hear here. Grace, mercy, God's love in Christ. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, Maryland, offers sermons, occasional devotions, and thoughts from Pastor Greg Alms and others. On this podcast, you'll hear about the love of Christ for you and in your life. We invite you to listen, to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. Wonderful stories we heard, really, in the Gospel of Mark, two of them that go together. Jairus, a synagogue ruler, comes to Jesus with a daughter who is sick, and he begs Jesus, falls at his feet, asking Jesus to heal his daughter, make her well. And Jesus says yes, and begins to travel to his house. In the meantime, as he's going, a great crowd is gathered around him, and a woman who has been sick for 12 years with a continuous flow of blood touches Jesus' garment and is made well. And as time has passed, Jairus' daughter, in the meantime, has actually died. And the people come to Jairus and say, don't bother Jesus anymore, she's dead. And yet Jesus continues on, grabs her, reaches her by the hand, and pulls her up and says, arise. And he raises her up out of death. Marvelous stories, wonderful stories of healing, and even bringing this young woman back to life. As wonderful as the stories are, though, if you're like me, there might be a little part of you. And these stories don't make you feel wonderful, as nice as they are. If you're like me, there might be just a little part of you, when you hear these stories, they make you feel somehow disappointed, left out. Like when you're a little kid, you have brothers and sisters, and it's their birthday. Right? And they get a present, and they get a cake, and you know you should feel happy for them, but you're not getting any presents. You're not getting the cake's not for you. It's they're opening the presents, and you're jealous a little bit, disappointed. That's how it can be with these stories. They're great. It's wonderful that Jairus' daughter is back to life. It's wonderful that this woman who had suffered for so long had been made well. But this stuff doesn't seem to happen to us. When we hear the stories, we may well feel, well, what about me, Jesus? What about me? If Jesus can heal this woman, if he can rise Jairus' daughter from the grave, what about us? I've been sick. I've been hurt. I've spent time in the hospital. My wife, my dad, my brother, my son, they're sick, suffering. Yet I pray to you, Jesus, and yet they continue to be sick. How come you don't heal them like you healed this woman? And Jesus, my mom, my brother, my boyfriend, my cousin, they're dead. They died. Just like Jairus' daughter. Why don't you reach out your hand? Why didn't you reach out your hand and pull them out of death so that I could rejoice like Jairus, the synagogue ruler? Well, you know, it seems a little wrong that these wonderful stories that the gospel writer Mark has recorded for us as good news, these miracle stories of Jesus, might end up making us feel left out. I don't think that was Mark's intent. It's not Jesus' intent. So we have to step back perhaps a little bit and look at the text more closely and try to hear what these stories are trying to tell us. As it turns out, there's a little clue right in the text itself, in Mark's words. And it's hidden a little bit. That word, that clue, is the word that's used repeatedly, made well. In verse 23, the ruler asked Jesus, lay hands on her so that she may be made well. Well, if you look in other translations, if the word there is saved. And that's the literal word. I mean, that's the Greek word that's there. It's the word saved. Lay hands on her that she may be saved. Then again in verse 28, when the woman is coming up to Jesus, she says, if I touch the hem of his garments, I will be, she says, saved. Verse 34, Jesus, speaking to that same woman, says, your faith has saved you. Saved. We lose it in the translation, in this translation, when it says made well. But to save, that word is the same word. This is the salvation word. This is the word that St. Paul uses in the book of Romans that we Lutherans like to talk about so much. By grace you have been saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Same word. Same word there in Mark's gospel. The big salvation word. Now the truth is, the translators are not trying to pull one over our eyes. The word has different meanings, like many words do. And it can mean to heal and to make well physically. And it can also mean in the big spiritual sense of salvation. But there is, when we consider that word saved and made well, there is a clue about how we can not feel left out when we hear these stories. Because the stories, Jesus' miracles, are not simply or just about healing. These two people, Jairus' daughter and the woman who was sick for 12 years, as they go on in their life, they're going to get sick again. Indeed, Jairus' daughter, 12 years old, presumably grew up, and one time or another, died. And Jesus did not pull her out of the grave a second time. And the same for the woman who bled for so many years. This is Jesus in the story. The stories are not just about Jesus making them feel better. The stories are not simply about Jesus fixing their bodies. He does that, but he's doing more. He's showing himself to them as their Lord and as their Savior, right? And so he is inviting them, showing himself, asking them to put their faith in him, to believe in him, not just for that one day, not just for that one request that they make, that one thing, but for eternity, for salvation. Your faith has saved you. He tells Jairus, do not fear, only believe. Believe in me. Put your faith in me. And he tells us the same thing. Jesus speaks to us in our life, in the midst of sickness, fear, sins, death, anxiety, worry, COVID, whatever it is. He speaks to us, places himself in the midst of our life and says, trust in me. Do not fear, only believe. He says, I am God in human flesh. I have come down from heaven indeed to be with you, and I have power over sin and sickness. And I will sacrifice myself for you. I will die for your sakes. I will rise again and gain the victory over all enemies. He says, trust, put your faith in me. And so we are not left out of these stories at all. Jairus' daughter, this woman, we are saved indeed by Jesus. And we, like that woman, touch the hem of his garment. We do it here in this supper, where Jesus' body and blood are wrapped up in the garments, bread and wine. And yet as we receive them, we receive his power to save and to forgive. Jesus wraps up his power to save and to forgive in his word, and in baptism, in the Lord's Supper. And that's the point of these stories, to trust in Jesus' almighty power to save, to forgive our sins, to rescue us from death. He will pull us out of evil and death and sin and sickness. But he will do it in an eternal way. These stories are signs that point us to a greater reality. These stories don't point us to some temporary miracle cure for sickness, as if it's Jesus' role simply to make us feel better, like Jesus is a bottle of Advil and he makes everything a little easier. No. Jesus is the eternal Savior over sin and death for all eternity. And these stories point us to that ultimate victory. Jesus did these miracles as signs to show us and to invite us to do the same thing that he invited Jairus to do and that woman, to trust in him. To trust that when you are in the presence of Jesus, death and sickness ultimately will melt away. They have their day. We feel pain. We suffer, even as these people did. But there will come a day when Jesus, the ultimate champion, the ultimate victor, the ultimate Savior, all our sickness in his presence will be gone and disappear. And like that 12-year-old girl, the daughter of Jairus, Jesus will grab our hand. And he will speak to us, and he will say, "Rise up," and we will. And Jesus, grabbing our hand, will pull us into life. Not just life for tomorrow, not just life for the next day, but he will pull us into life eternal. That's his promise. That's what these stories are pointing us to. Until that day, we do what he invited Jairus to do. Do not fear. Only believe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the voice of St. Paul. God be with you.